Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or you can enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I believe that David is changing clothes and preparing to come in and show us some options of what he might be able to wear to the fancy restaurant in Little Rock.
I look forward to seeing it.
So I don't really...
Okay, hang on. He's knocking on the door. Hang on.
Are you going to open it? Here we go. Option number one.
David.
Your legs are white. You have the whitest legs of anybody I've ever seen, I think.
I can't help that. I think
are those your
good.
Legs or your arms?
They're my legs.
Do you have a sweater on your legs?
I'm wearing shorts, y'all.
His shorts are... But, okay, so his shorts are so short, we didn't even pay attention to the ridiculous shirt he has.
I have a jersey on.
No,
hang on.
No,
this is
no,
for
no.
a nice dinner, no. David.
Well, what I'm trying to show is that I'm a dude's dude. I'm a guy's guy. I'm a man's man. And I know that they love football, so I thought, why not represent my two favorite teams?
Well, haven't... You can't represent two teams.
No.
Yes, I can.
Not in the same outfit.
Yes, I can.
No.
I'm wearing the vintage Peyton Manning jersey from the Colts.
Right.
And then my Oakland Raiders jacket, and it looks awesome.
I don't think you can do that.
No, the mixture, I mean, it's not up to us. We're not making the final decision.
Mm-hmm. I think it looks great.
So David's looking for advice on what he should wear to a fancy dinner in Little Rock. It's his engagement celebration dinner. I don't think a football jersey and a jacket is appropriate.
And
David's social media. Check it out.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So I just got a text from my mom, and I don't really know how to take it.
But, yeah!
So David just came in here with his Peyton jersey, or his Peyton Manning jersey, right?
Yeah.
So my mom just said, if I was the mother-in-law, the Peyton jersey... If he was wearing that, I would welcome him into the family.
Oh, my goodness. Woo! Your mother's a fan of Peyton Manning?
Wow, she is.
So David has this deal. So he proposed a couple of weeks ago, and they've avoided his future wife's family for the last couple of weeks. And now they're finally going to go down there and show them the ring and spend time with them. But the surprise is really on David because they want to take him to a nice, fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
But they believe his wardrobe is not very good.
We've known that for a while.
They think he needs to dress up in something different and kind of not look like himself.
Well, I think this outfit's perfect. I love this one.
Kelly. Mm. So the first thing David comes in is these really short shorts. Like, his shorts were shorter than my boxer briefs. Okay. And a Peyton Manning jersey that is not fitted for him.
No.
And what is it? Oakland Raiders.
Oakland Raiders. Jacket. It shows that I'm a real sports guy.
No, it shows that you're confused.
It's summertime, David.
So? I mean, football just started last night. I thought
it'd
be perfect.
It's a huge jacket.
Well, it was nice. I like it.
Okay, let's move on to what you have on now.
This one really represents my heritage, who I am, where I'm from.
Yeah, if you're 85. I mean, okay. Out of the two outfits, if I just had two to choose from, I'd pick this one.
You're right. I would too.
That's not saying much.
Mm-hmm. This one speaks Wiener. Wiener, Arkansas is represented very well.
Well, the other one just showed it.
Okay. Moving right along. Oh, so I have some overalls on with some boots. I love this. This is perfect. This is Wiener, Arkansas represented. And then I have my, can you see the pearl snaps?
The what?
Pearl snap shirt.
Man.
Pearl snap shirt with my overalls. These are so nice, too. And it's got a big pocket. You hear it?
He even has these huge work boots on.
Yeah. I mean, I used to wear these work boots on the farm. This is like a farm attire.
I remember when overalls were kind of cool. These aren't even cool overalls. These are like...
He could undo one of the straps.
I could undo a strap. I mean, I could put a cowboy hat on it and really looks nice.
I don't think those have the look of cool overalls, though. Those have the look of cheap overalls.
They may ask you to go change.
Did you get those at Dollar General?
I mean, maybe. But I've had these for years. I wear them all the time.
Paper thin.
They're weird looking.
This
shirt's
me.
Not terrible.
Yeah.
The overalls and the fact that you're now looking at the fly is weird.
Well, I didn't know if it really had one or not.
Oh, a fly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, so this is outfit number two.
This is option B, number two right here.
All right, we're going to post this one too. So far we have Athletic Dave. We have Country Dave. What do we have something else?
Well, the third and final option is a little bit more elegant that has a touch of Rachel's father in there too. So I'll show you that one in a second.
All right.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I don't even know how to describe what we have in here now.
Well, when he first walked in, I was like, you know what? This is probably the one that I like most. But then I actually looked a little harder.
David, again, is getting dressed up for a fancy dinner in Little Rock with his new fiance's family. Mm-hmm. They basically told him they don't really think that he is fashionable enough to go to this restaurant because it's typically like Wrangler jeans and a Hanes t-shirt. Hanes right. Her way.
Yeah.
Her way.
So David came in a suit that it seems like the pants might be pulled up a little bit too high.
What do you mean?
Well, one of the questions that was asked when David walked in was, where's your belly button?
Am I supposed to pull it down?
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Weird and look baggy?
No, yeah, they're not supposed to be that
high. The belly button is...
You make them look a little bit tighter.
No, dude, they're like, too...
This is how you make a slim fit work.
No, that's not.
Well, it's definitely slim.
It makes it look like you don't have a torso.
What do you mean? Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Kelly, it looks like he's walking on stilts.
Those are his legs.
Oh.
Fine, I'll pull my pants down.
No, don't.
No, not that.
That's better. Yeah. They need to come down a little bit.
There we go.
More than that. I'm telling you, you're shortening
Brandon,
your torso.
These are
to the...
going
to
be like baggy.
It's fine.
They were almost up to his chest.
It was weird. Like he was within inches of his nipples.
It was not that high.
This is a blue suit with a
checkered
picnic tablecloth looking shirt.
Uh-huh.
I love this shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very vibrant. The colors really flash, and I like that because typically I'm not wearing a lot of different colors.
Yeah.
And I think this is a, you know,
vibrant.
A good solid look.
I don't know if that's the word.
It makes sense though.
Mm-hmm.
It is much more bright than normal. Now I'm not sure about the tie though, because the tie doesn't really fit with the summertime.
Well, I thought the tie was perfect because I was gifted this tie by Rachel's dad a number of years ago. It was a Christmas gift, and it's fitting because, okay, it is a Christmas tree with a couple of gifts on there, and it does represent Christmas. But I thought, you know, he got me this tie. I think it'd be kind of cool if I wore this tie to the dinner.
And it matches the shirt. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
And you wear Christmas tree shirts all year, so
he
why
really
not a
does.
Tie?
Yeah.
See, it all works out perfect. Look at this. This might be my best outfit. I loved all three of them thus far. Every girl crazy about a shot glass
man. I love it. Out of the three, if you were going to pick, what would you pick, Kelly?
I'm going to have to pick this one. I just think that he might should change the tie.
And lower the pants.
Or maybe no tie.
No, I have to wear a tie.
No, unbutton three buttons.
Unbutton three
maybe
buttons.
Maybe four.
With my
it kind of looks like you're
on?
Choking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what I think. Legit. I think he goes with option number two. I think he goes with the representing the country.
The overalls?
I'm just thinking this. You didn't even, but your. I can see your chest. I'm not sure why.
You said unbutton three or four. I did.
But, yeah, but
from
you have to
top.
Start from the top, not the middle
what
of your
shirt. What is happening?
I can't get to that one.
That's so awful.
Unbutton three.
All of a sudden, you see four hairs waving from his chest.
I have more
really
than
long.
Four. I have at least eight.
All right, so we have the options. What should David wear to the fancy dinner? Whatever you choose, he will wear this weekend, and we will have photographic proof from inside the restaurant that he wore it.
Oh, yeah.
So if you think it should be the football jersey in the fancy restaurant, that's what it's going to be.
Weigh in.
If you think it should be the overalls, that's what it should be. We will have photographic proof. Put your right hand up.
My right hand is in the air.
Photographic proof.
Photographic proof. From, I will have it for you Monday.
From the nice restaurant.
From the nice restaurant.
Entire family.
Entire
Come
family.
Come on, guys. Go to social media.
You're going to have to go check out David on social media. David on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so I just made my post on Instagram, about to be up on Twitter, about which option I should go with. Should it be A, the sports attire, B, my wiener roots, or C, the debonair look?
The what?
The debonair look.
Oh, he's going debonair.
Debonair.
Yeah, the fancy look.
All right, David's going out to dinner this weekend with his family in Little Rock, a fancy dinner.
Yeah.
and it's up to us what he wears. He says he vows to wear whatever y'all pick.
Yes, absolutely.
David on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Demi Lovato. So new reports are out saying that Demi Lovato's assistant thought that Demi was dead after her drug overdose last month that led to her having to stay in the hospital. They said that she was found screaming, the personal assistant was, she's dead, before a bodyguard rushed and performed basically first aid on Demi until the paramedics got there. So she's being begged by her close friends and family to go to rehab as soon as she leaves the hospital, which should be any day. And it looks like, as of now, sources are saying that she's agreed to enter rehab, and they've already made plans with a facility. So she's set to enter a rehab facility directly from the hospital.
That's good. And we got you guys up on Charlie Sheen, who's found himself in a little bit of financial trouble. So he's trying to get his child support payments reduced because he just can't afford it anymore. He owes $20,000 a month to Denise Richards and $55,000 a month to Brooke Mueller. So combined, $75,000 a month just on child support. And he also says he owes millions to lawyers, the IRS, the bank, even gardening and pool cleaning bills. He can't afford any of this kind of stuff. Wow. Put his home up on the market back in February for $10 million. But if you remember, back in the day when he was on Two and a Half Men, he was making $1.8 million per episode.
Golly, that's crazy, man.
I know. And now Charlie Sheen looks like he's broke.
Gotcha Gossip on the new mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. And it's a pretty big story that was all over social media last night because a WWE superstar is now officially the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. Congratulations goes out to the big red monster, Kane. The WWE superstar who wore the mask, and when he walked out, there was fire all around the ring. He is now the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. It's a pretty cool story because he's always been politically minded, and a lot of people, when you watch wrestling, you might not realize that he was always like that. He was always excited about politics and wanted to talk about that stuff backstage. But he also thought that a lot of people who, when they first heard of him running, didn't really take him seriously. They thought it was a joke because he was just a wrestler. Here's what he said. This is Glenn Jacobs, the new mayor of Knox County.
When I announced that I was going to run for mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, unfortunately, among the political establishment, it was met with pretty resounding laughter that a professional wrestler could think that he could be mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. And if anything, what that did was that made me, that made me want it even more.
It's pretty crazy to think the new mayor of that county is probably about 6'5" and 300 and something pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
So you don't want to make this mayor mad.
Nobody's messing with Knox County, Tennessee.
I'm telling you, Harold Perrin, you don't want to pick a fight with Knoxville anytime soon. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David has options out there on things he could wear to this big fancy dinner with his family.
Mm-hmm.
This is the engagement celebration in Little Rock.
With his upcoming family.
Right.
Like, dude, you have to do the right thing. And unfortunately, I don't think you have the right outfit in any of the outfits.
Yeah.
But David has vowed that whatever we choose as an audience, he will wear. And he's shaking his head.
He did.
Well, I'm shaking my head, yes, because I love every single outfit. I mean, I love my sports attire. I love my wiener roots. And I love my debonair.
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 He keeps saying it.
It's not debonair.
Did you see how he spelled it?
No, did he spell it like that?
It's like D-E-V-O-N.
It's not Devon.
Yeah, that's how you spell it.
No,
Devon
it's
and an air.
It's not Debonair.
A-I-R-E or something like that.
Isn't there a B in it?
Debonair.
Yeah.
It's you feel so debonair.
Yeah, debonair.
Yeah,
that's what I said, debonair.
So you can go check it out. So far, we have some votes for the Manning of attire, which is so stupid. He's wearing Peyton Manning, vintage Peyton from Indianapolis with a Raiders jacket.
It shows I'm a sports guy.
It shows and your short shorts.
I hope this is the one people pick. Here's what I'm going to do. Everybody go to David's social media and choose option A because I want to see him in a fancy restaurant.
Don't let Brandon influence you. Pick the one you think is best. If you think my debonair is the best look, go ahead and pick it.
I like the debonair.
The overalls look is solid. I like it too.
I say football.
Well, that's your pick. football it is for you.
Okay, so
go ahead and comment.
I'm commenting. How do I do that again?
How do you comment? It's option A. That is option A.
Option A. Football. All right, I'm picking. So boom. So legitimately, if it's football, you're gonna wear the football thing. If it's the overalls, you will legitimately with your family go out this weekend to a fancy, expensive restaurant in that attire.
That's exactly what I'll do.
You promise?
I promise 100%. That's right hand in the air.
And I don't want a picture before the restaurant. Uh-huh. I want it from in the restaurant inside with the waiter.
Okay. We can definitely
with
do
the
something.
Chef.
I want to make sure they're there and they're open and all of this stuff.
That I'm not just making it up?
Yes.
No. I will 100% go and do that. Whatever outfit you decide, I will go out and wear it.
All right. The easiest spot, I guess Instagram is easy. David on KFIN. Mm-hmm. I saw it on Twitter too.
It's up on Twitter. That's also David on KFIN. And I shared it on the KFIN Facebook if you want to check that out. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.